name is Katrina Kibben, and you're listening to the Three Ears Media Podcast. The Three Ears Media Podcast isn't really a podcast at all. It's a recording of a letter that you can read every week over at katrinakibben.com. It's not about recruiting either. If you know Three Ears Media, you know that we're the expert for job post writing. But the letter we write every Friday is all about the people and the stories behind those job postings. It's the stories of the people we meet every week and the thoughts that we have that we just can't shake. I hope you enjoy this week's letter. This week's letter is called Thank You for Coming Out to Me. One of the interesting phenomena of being an out, non-binary, trans speaker on pronouns and belonging is that people come out to me. Strangers, people I've known casually in business for years, people from my college days. Out of the blue, I get a message. It usually starts a little like this. I wanted to tell you something. I don't know why, but I knew I had to talk to you. We set up a call to check in, and I listen as they stutter and stumble until whispering, sometimes exclaiming their truth. I've never told anyone this, but I'm trans, gay, I don't know, but I'm not straight. In other cases, it's the parents of queer kids. They come out to me too, but not as queer. They come out as scared, proud, people who are petrified they'll get it wrong somehow and are seeking a little hope. I feel so honored to hold this space in their mind as someone they can trust, someone that knows the right answers, but truthfully, I don't know how to make the whole world a safer place for a kid to just be. I do know how to be a safe place, to teach others a few ways how. Speaking at organizations and events celebrating Pride last year was life-altering for me, healing. See, when I talk about pronouns during Pride, I talk about the first place I remember feeling safe. I was in the passenger seat of my grandfather's truck, a 1971 Chevy that smelled like the perfect combination of oil, cologne, and cigarettes. I don't talk about my experience with the rest of that family. I was outed when someone blurted out a derogatory phrase over a holiday meal, a meal much like the ones many of you have every year on holiday weekends. That revelation began a slow shedding of my family. One by one, they disappeared from my life. To be clear, it was mostly by my choosing. The gentle jabs became more sharp. The dismissal of my major life events added up. In every room where I speak during Pride, I know there's at least one person that has made the gentle jab. One person who doesn't know what to do. A manager who feels frightened. The person who someone else has come out to. The child that doesn't call that family member anymore. The coworker who wants to be safe enough to thrive at work. Helping them heals all of us. Helping them heals me. These conversations are so much more than lessons and lectures on gender-inclusive language. They are healing. That's why you should hire Pride speakers, and I hope you would consider me. I want to speak again this year. I want to hold space and give your people a chance to become safe spaces for each other, to become safer spaces for everyone they encounter in life. So if you're looking for a Pride speaker, we should find a time to talk. I can't wait to see you in June. We can heal together and learn to become a safe space for others. Thanks for listening to this week's letter and this episode of the Three Ears Media Podcast. My name is Katrina Kibben, and don't forget that you can read the letter and our weekly blog post over at katrinakibben.com or follow me on any social media channel by simply spelling my name correctly. Bonus, I'm the only Katrina Kibben in the world, so if you spell my name right, you will find me. I'll see you there. Until next week.